This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital U.S. military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leading Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Thursday, aiming to send a clear message to Beijing that it must stop behaving aggressively against its South China Sea neighbors. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wuttikuswara has this report.
Ramped up aggression in the South China Sea, with Chinese Coast Guard vessels deploying water cannons and performing other dangerous maneuvers on Philippine boats.
Any attack on Philippine aircraft, vessels, or armed forces in the South China Sea would invoke our mutual defense treaty.
China's so-called gray zone tactics of intimidation, including ramming into ships, fall dangerously close to triggering the mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila. Marcos did not publicly mention China, but couched his words in diplomatic terms often used to target Beijing. Patsy Wuttikuswara, VOA News, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. One dead and several injured after a semi-trailer intentionally crashed into a Texas public safety office. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Police say the 18-wheeler was stolen and was driven through the front of the Texas Department of Public Safety office that issues driver's licenses in Brenham, Texas. There was a gaping hole. The driver has been identified as Clenard Parker.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m., where he was denied his commercial driver license.
Sergeant Justin Ruiz says Parker is in custody. Brenham Mayor Atwood Kanjura says the driver wanted to crash into the building again, but was detained.
Our fire chief mentioned that if he had veered a little bit to the left the second time, there would have been a collapse of that building, which would have resulted in a lot more injuries and possible death.
The semi-trailer was hauling materials on a flatbed. I'm Ed Donahue.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is negotiating with the White House as he prepares for the task of advancing wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel through the House. House Republican leader Steve Scalise said Johnson has been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate's $95 billion foreign security package and include several Republican demands. It comes after Johnson has delayed for months on advancing aid that would provide desperately needed ammunition and weaponry for Kyiv. Scientists have found that coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, including in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. Olivia Zolino from Reuters reports.
Coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, according to Luis Rocha with the Californian Academy of Sciences. Despite its extensive protection, Rocha said the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park is dying because of uncontrollable factors.
When I see it happening in a place like that, it is what stuns me the most. It's that there's very little we can do about it as individuals.
The last global mass coral bleaching event saw the Great Barrier Reef lose nearly a third of its corals from 2014 to 2017. This year appears to be following a similar trend, with reports of extensive bleaching across the Caribbean and the entirety of the Great Barrier Reef.
If the bleaching continues the way it is, 50 years from now, through right now, we're facing like a big decline in populations. 50 years from now, we might be facing extinction.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. A transitional council tasked with choosing Haiti's next prime minister and cabinet has been formally established as gangs tighten their grip on the troubled Caribbean country. Friday's announcement is expected to trigger the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. He promised to step down once the council was created. Henry did not immediately issue comment following publication of the decree creating the council in a gazette published by Haiti's government. The official creation comes exactly a month after Caribbean leaders announced plans to help form a 9-member council with 7 members awarded voting powers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.